Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm here with Manuela Martelli, director of 1976. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
1976. It seems like a period piece film, which it is, but it's also a very political film because it's 1976 in Chile was the worst year of the Pinochet dictatorship. And we know that, we feel it, but we feel it from a distance, at least at the very beginning. And then this part of the history of the country comes into play in the film. And the lead character is a woman that has a good life, even if in that situation, yeah, she has a good life. She's a bourgeois woman, so that her life is going to be changed when she gets in touch directly with what the political power is making to Chilean people. This is like a short story, a short summary of the film.
You said it better than me, so.
the choice of narrating this part of the history of Chile through the eye of a woman is not a very common thing, right?
No, in fact, this was one of the reasons why I decided to make this film. Because what I read in history books at school, what I could had access to, and like the press, was always written by men. So I said, well, where is the female voices here? And I said, well, now we need this portrait from the point of view of women.
And more, it's true that the story is always narrated by men and from the men's point of view. But in 1976 in Chile, the women condition was considered like, I mean, women were considered like an appendix of real life. So they do not have a voice on things. And your lead character is the same, at least at the very beginning. She's not considered like a persona that could think and express ideas. From, I mean, even her family treats her like I read one of your interviews here, like a wallpaper. She's there. She's not. She cannot be consulted for important stuff. While she is a woman that thinks, she's a very clever woman, and we know throughout the film how clever she is, how sensitive she is. This evolution of her character through the film and compared to the actual the historical situation of women in Chile, how did you work with it? How did you develop it?
You mean the evolution of the character,
or the character, and of the position of her being a woman? Uh-huh. That word in that specific situation that changes a lot throughout the film.
Yeah, for me, she has always this potential, no? It's a woman with a special sensibility, as many women, no? As many women that had more interest than just being a housewife. I mean, okay, being a housewife is a great thing, and very respectable. But I was very interested by this woman who wanted more, who were curious, who were thirsty, and we had hunger by going forward, but had no space, you know. Yeah. And so the process of the character shows how she opens her eyes and see that she can do more, and see that she can have another role, that she can be something really different from what was she mandated to, no?
Yeah, probably something. This kind of evolution, she does know that she can do it. She's maybe surprised herself to be able to do what she does throughout the film, I mean.
Yeah,
because she takes risks. She takes choices that can be risky, can be dangerous, but she still do it because inside of her she has this kind of call, this kind of voice or sensibility that tells her that this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, and she's a fearless woman, no?
Yeah, exactly.
She's a fearless woman, but she never had the space to develop this characteristic. I mean, she could have been whatever. But she had no space.
And listen, the creation of this story, based on that specific period of Chilean history, how did it came out? From you, how was the creation, the creative process?
I was very interested by my grandmother, whom I never met. But I knew some things about her, and I knew she had gone to art school, and I was very curious about this woman who had been a housewife and had been a mother of three kids and who in a way had done what she was supposed to. And suddenly, after doing all that, she goes into art school, but she doesn't believe in herself, so she stops. She goes out and she feels she's doing it really badly, and then at 49 years old, she feels her life is over in a way. And I was so surprised by this. You know, now a woman of 49 is starting her life or can rewrite her life and can decide to be something else. But at that time, women were like, they were old at that age. And I said, wow, you know.
Because a woman was supposed to be a housewife and bearing kids as 49, you're too old for that. So your journey is over.
It's over. And your kids had left the house. And what do you do, you know? And so I said, we should tell the story of these women. I think these women should have the space to be portrayed. And also should have a space to be rewritten, no?
Yeah.
This is why the title of the film is 1976, which is the day that my grandmother died, because I wanted to transform it, convert it in a birth date.
Yeah, but like giving another chance.
So exactly.
They couldn't make it the way they wanted.
Yeah.
There is a very specific aspect of your film that really struck me, that is the genre music that you use. I mean, the film is a drama, is a kind of a mystery thriller, but is the music helps us get into that mood a lot. So there is a specific choice, I think, of using sounds and music in order to make us understand how hard and how strange and dangerous were those times, even if she does things that for us now are normal stuff, you know, helping people out. So she's not a superhero, but she was at that day. So why did you choose to use that kind of specific language for a genre in this?
Well, I think music has always been such an important part in film. And I felt there was a moment in film history when I was studying, you know, and when I grew up as a teenager. And I loved film and I was watching many films, you know, and suddenly I started watching these films who had no music. Because I felt that there was like this kind of like also a mandate, not a mandate, but you know, I felt there was a feeling of putting music in films was like a bad taste or shouldn't be used because you were forcing the audience to feel something. But for me, I mean, I like so much music, you know, and I love so much when films with music, classical films with music. And I felt in this case, music was so necessary to, as you said, give an atmosphere and also not only, you know, support what she's feeling, but give a contrast, you know, do like a counterpoint. A counterpoint of what's going on. Because it feels a bit dissonant, no? The music has this very strange noise sometimes, and but it's interesting because we're using 70s synthesizers, so they are instruments from that period,
from that time, yeah.
But that they sound strange, no? They do this, they give this dissonant kind of sound.
The character, I mean, the way the lead actress plays her character is really perfect, because she is the perfect high-rise, old bourgeoisie housewife, and she has the style and the pace and I don't know how to say, she's well balanced, she's delicate, she never shouts. She's a very formal woman. I mean, or maybe she learned how to be formal, but she was asked to be that way. But inside of her, something is happening, and we see it, but it's never too much. So my question is, how did you work with her in order to contain this struggle, this fire that she had inside, in order not to be too much, not to be too much in your face, which would have been ruined the atmosphere of the film?
Well, I think she has this, no? I wrote the film thinking of her and of Aline Kuppenheim, because I respect her a lot as an actress. I like a lot her work, and I know she has this. I know she can give a lot by doing very little.
Yeah.
And this is why I really thought that she was the only actress that I imagined for this role. I mean, there are great actresses in Chile, no? But the character was so specific, because it had to tell, as you said, no, be this bourgeois woman, but at the same time had a special sensibility and had an inner world. And I think she gives that. Her presence, I think, because she is that. She has that inner world. She has a lot of interests.
And
so I think she just transmits.
She managed it to. She conveys outside what she is.
Exactly inside, what she is, and yeah, and she's a great talented actress as well, no? And she's very fine, so she,
yeah.
Sometimes we would have some arguments, you know, because she'd say, but I'm doing nothing, and I was like, it's okay, don't worry. But
she was doing more than enough for
exactly.
Because she needed to be contained, because the word of her character was like this.
Exactly.
You know, she was there not to do much.
Exactly.
But the little that she did as an actress was perfect. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Manuela Martelli, for the film 1976 at the director's fourth night here in Cannes. A great film. And thanks a lot, and see you very soon, hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Angelo Acerbi from Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.